Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. Groups that we're...
Ladies and gentlemen!
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to the evening chat with Dr. Buckhalter. And today is Sunday, July 21st, 2013, and it is raining very hard here in Decatur, Georgia. All right, we are going to have a very interesting show. I always try to find different things that come up, and we work and we rest and we play. But you know what? We're going to talk about signs that your mate is cheating. You're like, why would you do that? Why would you do a show like that? You know what? We need that show. We need that show. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I want to start the show off a little different than I normally have. And I am going to talk about the seven different things. Well, actually, there's nine different things to kind of notice he's cheating. And then actually, I'm going to flip it around to the girl to know that she is cheating. Less sex, jumpy cell phone habits, talking about somebody else, totally disconnected. They pull a Houdini on you. Their friends start acting strange around you. Call and lie after lie. Been there, done that. And your gut just tells you so. Okay, so basically what we're going to do, hit me up, 646-478-5209. If you want to talk about an experience that you had or experience that a friend is having, you can call into the show or you can chat with me. If you are a fan on the Dr. Passion fan page, you can leave a message and voice your opinions there, and I'll read them on the air. Whatever you would like, just hit me up. All right, so what I'm going to do, like I normally do, I got to play that music because Lawless Radio is an independent underground unsigned artist radio station, so that means we support our local come-up. So if you know anybody that has their own music talent and has some DVDs, some CDs out there, you know, ready to just kind of get out there and want to hear their music, tell them to hit us up, lawlessradio.com, submit your music, fill in all the information, and there you go. All right? All right, so we're going to start with All Natural with Alyssa, and you know what? I'm going to be back 30 minutes after. That's 8:30. My time, 7:30 Central, 6:30 Mountain, and 7:30 Pacific. All right, so I'll be back, y'all. This is Alyssa, All Natural. Signs to know if he's cheating. Don't miss it.
Seven wonders of the world. Ever wonder why I'm different from other girls? Can you imagine what it could be? Why they all see beauty when they look at me?
Wanting more than the treasure.
no
artificial flavors.
My name may not be Mona Lisa, but my value isn't any cheaper. But I gotta be me, just me.
I see you styling,
yeah.
Profiling,
uh-huh.
Natural like water scrape from the Fiji Islands. You are so priceless, that's why I had to write this. The Black Queen of Elizabeth, the Queen Midas.
And
be back, but you know what, I need to go ahead and address a couple of these because I have to do the men and then I have to do the women. It's all fair because this ain't, we're not male bashing tonight. we have to give the fair shake because women cheat too. So we got to show those signs and know those signs. So the red flags. There are red flags that your significant other is cheating. Less sex. Okay. Now, unless he likes some marathon sex machine, he can only have so much sex. Because men are just kind of wired that way. You know, they say they can go on and on and on and on. But after a certain time, there's only so much they get. So it's either another woman or he's been addicted to porn because he's releasing himself a little much. Okay. You want to kind of notice those signs because if there's a decrease in the sexual activity of the relationship, you've got to look into that and question it. Okay. So jumpy cell phone habits. Now, this is an interesting one. Okay, because, you know, a lot of us, we do pretty much everything with our cell phone. So you have to distinguish the fact between is this person, like, conducting business or is this person talking to somebody else or are they just kind of lollygagging all the way around, you know. So in a perfect world, you should be able to be open and sharing, like, your correspondence with significant others. Like, you know, if you don't mind passing your cell phone to your mate with them looking at it, okay, that's fine. You know, you ain't got to worry about text messages or people calling them if they are not, you know, nervous about you seeing their phone or overprotective about it. Now, if you go up to your mate and say, hey, let me see your phone, and to me, if they don't say, go in their pocket and say, here, then you might want to kind of question, are they hiding something? You know, that's basically what I want to say. You know, are they hiding something? All right. 646-478-5209. Another one. Let's see here. Friends acting strangely. Okay, so this right here, it could take a toll on a person. It can, like, really mentally break a person down because friends, and when you're dealing with someone in a relationship and then the relationship splits, then your friends are now in the middle to make the determination of who they're going to hang with. Now, if this was an awful split and y'all can never be in the same room together, so that means that if you get a new person, you know, whatever, you know, that you can go, you know, you can be in the same presence with them, but, you know, other than that, that's not going to happen. Friends act strange when they know that they're good friends with you, and then they know your man is cheating, so per se, bring another girl to a gathering that didn't bring you, and then they have to have that guilt. So that's what I'm saying. It's like you bring your friend, when you bring your friends into the mix, then now they're feeling guilty because they have to now protect your secret, and they have to skate around different things and different topics, you know, before they can even say anything. Okay, y'all, hit me up, 646-478-5209. We're talking about signs to know if your mate is cheating. If you have experienced any different signs, call in. Let me know what different signs that you have experienced. If this is helping you because you're kind of wondering, let me help you. All right, y'all, this is the Sunday Evening Chat with Dr. Buckhalter. You're listening to Lawless Radio. Right here, we're going to play. What are we going to play now? I'm going to be back. We've got to play our music. Got to get our music in. Got to get our listeners so they'll know who our unsigned independent artists are. This is Love Don't Cheat. Stay dead.
You
Welcome back. All right, so we are talking about signs. Those are signs of cheating. And so I'm going to go down the line because I have plenty more to share. And some people sent me some messages, so I'm going to talk about those messages shortly. All right, so been there, done that. They always say, once a cheater, always a cheater. If he's done it before, he's definitely capable of doing it again. It's nothing to do with you. It's just the way it is. I mean, because I, you know, let me just kind of say that. I think that men cheat only because there's something missing, or you know, there's something you're not providing them. So, do you want to say all men, once a cheater, always a cheater? Because I don't particularly believe that. I think that once you find someone that's going to ground you to what you need, you're good. you know. But you always have to kind of keep that in the back of your mind. So let's think about this. So if you got with your man and he was married per se, and you know he was married, and then let's say they get a divorce and then now he marries you, do you think that is not going to happen to you? Because it's very possible. So you have to think about it that way. You got to think about it, if you were dating a guy and he was already dating somebody and, you know, he stopped dating this other person to date you, you know, do you think he's capable of doing it? Yeah, he's capable of doing it, but not all men will do that. So you have to kind of figure out, determine what is the best course of action there, because not always that been there, done that is the key, is the, you know, the rule of thumb. All right, so your gut tells you so. Our gut is going to tell us basically what we already know. If you know, if you got a feeling, an inkling, an idea that your mate is stepping out on you, I mean, you need to follow your gut. Literally, you need to follow your gut. I mean, if they're giving you all the signs of, you know, being caught, you know, in a lie, you know, that's sign number one. You're being caught in a bold-faced lie, and you see it, and then you catch them on it. Your friend's acting crazy. The jumpy of the cell phone, now that's deep, you know, because one girl sent me a message and said that her man locks his phone in the nightstand. Why do you have to lock your phone in the nightstand? I mean, he gets home, he puts it on vibrate, and he locks it inside the nightstand. So what's up with that? I'm just saying. All right, so when I get back, we're going to play Groove by Mr. Shiva. When I get back, we're going to answer some of these messages that I received on Facebook, and I'm going to give you my response. All right, y'all, you're listening to the Evening Chat with Dr. Buckhalter right here on Loveless Radio. This is Groove by Mr. Shy.
Me. You ain't nothing about the way you move. That keeps exciting me.
That was it, Mr. Groove, stuck in the groove by Mr. Shy. All right, so Signs and Nellie's Cheating. You're listening to the Sunday Evening Chat right here on Lawless Radio. I am talking about Signs. You know, he is cheating. And, you know, this is a touchy subject because a lot of people are like, well, why would you even talk about knowing the signs? Because, you know what, there's a lot of people out there that are just naive and just don't understand because they're so much in love and they're blinded by the signs in front of them. I mean, it's clear as day what's happening, but they're blinded by that. And if I could just give you an example, a tidbit of what you should look for, if you're thinking about it, it really boils down to, like, your gut feeling. Now, let me just say this. If you are a serial crazy person, when I say serial crazy person, is that you don't have confidence within yourself and everybody is doing you wrong and, you know, no matter what, they're cheating. They're cheating on you. No one could be faithful to you. If that's the mindset that you have, then I want you to kind of change your mindset first before you even think about considering and looking into if your mate is actually cheating, because that's something within you need to work on. So you got to know these signs. The less sex, the jumpy of the cell phone habits, you know, a girl saying, dude, lock your cell phone in the nightstand. Who locks their cell phone in the nightstand? I mean, that's a little extreme. Wouldn't you think that's a little extreme? All right. And then, Gushin, and talk about somebody else. Okay. Now, I get really excited about talking. When I meet new people, I get really excited about talking about them. But, you know, that's different between you getting excited and talking about someone else and, like, really showing your feelings and emotion towards that person, okay? Disconnect. Now, this is something you need to really pay attention to. Even though the relationship is flowing naturally to you, if you're sensing that person is drawing away from you, it may be someone else. There might be an emotional disconnect. Maybe there's something that you're doing that is disconnecting your partner from you or vice versa, and they are seeking someone else to fill the void. Now, disconnect could not happen at all because if you are in tune with your relationship and paying attention to the feelings of your mate, then there would not be any disconnect there. You know, what happens is that when you have that disconnect in a relationship and it's gone too far and you didn't catch it, that person is now going to have this hard time spreading their love between the both of you and the other person they met, because now the other person they met is filling that void in which you couldn't help. And so now they're starting to slip away. So now you have to figure out how you're going to, you know, get that back. So that's something you got to think about. All right, hit me up, 646-478-5209. This is the Sunday, bless you, but this is the Sunday Evening Chat right here on Lawless Radio. You make sure you check us out every Tuesday with Nikki Outlaw. Wednesday is Grit Grind with the Chairman. On Thursday is Buck and Off with Buck. On Saturday night, that's Lawless After Dark with Male Lawless. And then Sunday, yours truly, Sunday Evening Chat with Dr. Buckhalter. We are here. All right, y'all hit me up. Send me a message. Dr. Passion fan page at facebook.com/Dr. Passion. Message me there. If you have any questions, if we're friends on Facebook, message me there. You can message us on the Lawless Radio fan page. That's facebook.com/Lawless Radio. So there's ways you can interact with us and talk with us and chat with us. Or you can just call on the phone and have some conversation. All right, y'all. This is Beam by Sexy Lady. I'll be right back. Thank you.
But there are some Yep. Hello, baby.
Yeah.
You know, I've been thinking about this, baby, and I don't think you understand because I gave up. I gave up everything for you, baby.
Well, you act like I don't care.
I gave up my life for you. I gave up my dreams for you.
I understand, but.
Buck up and throwing me off. All right. Sunday evening chat with Dr. Buckhalter. Welcome back. We got 30 minutes left. All right, so I was talking about the signs of your man. Now I'm going to talk about signs of your lady. So let's do a quick recap. Okay, signs of your man, less sex, jumpy cell phone habits, talking about somebody suddenly, disconnect. I didn't talk about pulling a Houdini on you. Okay, we'll talk about that. Friends acting strange, caught in a lie, been there, done that. You know, that once a cheater, always a cheater type thing. And then your gut. Basically, really what it boils down to is your gut. If it enters your mind that your mate may be cheating, it may be a possibility that they are. I'm not saying that, you know, it's 100%, but, you know, it is a high percentage that they might be. But I do need to put this disclaimer out there because, you know, you could be a Looney Tune and think every man cheat, and then you haven't worked on yourself. So that's a double-edged sword there. Okay, so let's talk about the Houdini. Okay, now this is a clear sign. Now, if your man does not want to travel all the time, and then all of a sudden he decides he want to go up and just go somewhere for a long periods of time, and not contact you, respond, no nothing, then you might think that he's out doing something he should not be doing. You know, and especially if there's a pattern. And there's a pattern where his schedule is a secret, where things are happening in secret. That you have to recognize that. You have to recognize those signs. All right, hit me up, 646-478-5209. I want to talk about a young lady. I'm not going to say her name, but a young lady. She was on the Dr. Passion page, and I had posted on the page, and let me just kind of give you what I actually said so you can get an idea of where we're coming from. But, you know, I would love to speak to this young lady because I understand, you know, I can see the hurt. I can hear it in the way she's responds the hurt that she has right now. So, but what the question was, here we go. Now, when I tell my clients, when my clients tell me that they're in a relationship with someone that is married, I always ask them, you know, when you get married, will it be okay for your mate to date? Because I want you to see that on that side. And, you know, most of the time they're going to say no, but you don't understand. You know, they complete me. I love them. You know, they're just in a bad situation right now. You know what? Well, here's the little thing, deal here. If they complete you so, if they're in this bad situation and you love them, if you love them enough, you need to let them go so they can handle their business. And then if that person is meant to be with you, they would be with you. But what they need to do is take care of home first, home with their husband or wife. Take care of home first. Or you just need to be the bigger person and leave them alone. So one of my fans, she talked about, she says, great post for me right now. Considering that 2 weeks ago, my husband left me and moved in with his girlfriend who he had been cheating on me with for 2 years. The other woman was someone I thought was a friend who was only pretending to be my friend so that I could not suspect anything. She also left her husband of 12 years to move in with mine. Aren't people great? That is deep, but I understand that you're hurting right now, but I do want to address the fact that if he has been cheating for the last 2 years, there had to be some signs. You had to have seen something. Something had to come up within those 2 years. Something had to come up for you to see some signs that you already knew this. But now that is out in the open, it hurts. It hurts. Yeah, it hurts bad because now you really, really know. See, before you was just thinking, but now you really, really know. So, you know, that can be difficult. So, but what I do say that, you know, they are both doing you a favor because now you can actually concentrate on you and getting your life together and then be in a relationship with someone that really means something to you. You know, that right there is what makes it best. All right. So, top 10 signs that she, and we're going to move from him to her, okay, that she is cheating. Okay. She detaches herself from your family. So she doesn't, you know, hang out with your family very often. She kind of keeps it cordial, you know, because what that is like an admission of guilt. Like, and so if you close with the family, if you at least distance yourself with the family, you won't feel as bad when, if it blows up. So, you know, you don't have that connection. Okay. She nags you increasingly, like, all the time. It's like habitual to a point that she pulls out every single flaw that you have. Okay? Now, that can be a combination of cheating, or that can be a combination of she's losing interest and you need to figure out what's going on. Okay? She has this mysterious friend. Remember I was talking about for him, he has like, you know, he's really talking about somebody very often, but she has like this mysterious friend that just popped up out of nowhere. Okay? All right. She deflects from simple questions. Simple yes or no responses. You know, you ask her a question, does she give you a good response? You know, what is her response? Another one, she is shifting her priorities away from you. Now, this is something you have to realize. Now, this can be on the way to phasing out you totally, like you have lost total disconnect. She is disconnected, like we talked about for the man. She is totally disconnected from you, and she's shifting her priorities over because now you're not as important to her as you were before because certain things have changed, dynamics have changed. You know, you guys are in the same routine. There's nothing new, nothing's happening, nothing exciting, you know. And then now she's shifting her priorities, so she's not kind of giving you the attention and what you're looking for, but, you know, she's kind of shifting those priorities over to you, away from you. And then now you're like, okay, what happened? You know, she was like, oh, my goodness. She puts in more effort in looking real good. Now, okay, a lot of women like to look good, you know, and I always say, you know, I'm trying to improve my dress, you know, but, you know, if she's overdoing it, like, to an extreme, like an everyday basis, that might be something where someone is interested. Now, I want to say this. Now, if you are one that don't tell your woman she looks good, you know, you like that, or you know, you just kind of praise her, just her body itself. If you don't do this, that's going to turn into, well, he doesn't like me. And then someone else is going to say it because someone else said it and you don't say it, she's going to remember that person saying it. I'm telling you, you have to acknowledge the person that you are with all the time. Now, I'm going to say all the time, but, you know, frequently. Okay? All right. She has no interest in sex with you. At all. None. She's lost total interest. Just kind of do it just to be doing it. Just, you know, hey, okay, well, we're going to get it. There's no excitement. She's faking it all the way. And you could tell. I mean, and if you are with a woman for a long time, you can actually tell if she's really enjoying it or if she's not. So you have to differentiate what that is. And see, sexual issues in a relationship is just the same as cheating find out someone's cheating on you in a relationship. Because once the sex is gone, once the sex is not there at all, I mean, one or two things are going to happen. Either they're going to leave you or they're just going to cheat on you. Because sex is very important. They say, you know, sex, communication, and money. Those are the main three things in a relationship to make a relationship thrive. And, you know, when one is messed up and other things just kind of jag it up, you have to be strong in a relationship to be able to bear with it, you know. I'm going to talk about my last one, and that last one is you become total irrelevant to her, basically. You really don't exist. So she doesn't share anything with you. She doesn't talk with you. She doesn't give you tell you what's going on in her life. It's just, you know, just there. That's it, just there. All right, y'all hit me up, 646-478-5209. I see y'all out there listening. Y'all hit me up. Give me a call. Tell me what's going on. Tell me what you think. All right, I'm going to check my messages in just one bit. This is Bad Girls by B.J. Bauer.
All these bad girls, all these bad girls, them little bad girls, whole lot of bad girls, all these bad girls, all these bad girls, whole lot of bad girls, and they're bad girls.
First off, I can't be a bad girl, and for a while now I had up. Thought she was the baddest, then I saw one better. My girl, she loved me, and I love her back, but these voices in my ear keep trying to get me to act up. I swear it was terror. Everywhere I go, I see another. Guarantee she hears it from her mother. Baby, all this temptation, I can't fight it. No, I'm supposed to.
All these bad girls, all these bad girls, all these bad girls, whole lot of bad girls. All these bad girls, all these bad girls, whole lot of bad girls, and they're bad girls.
Oh, everywhere I look, they surround me. And sometimes they all on me. And I know it's plain to see that I like them B-A-D.
I like them bad. And that girl, she's bad. Her and her friends don't listen to no one. She do whatever she wants.
I'm in love with all these bad girls. All these bad girls.
Temptation, I can't fight it. No, no.
the fire department. Swearing God, I've known you way to college, and been around and still seeking knowledge, and that ain't nothing that a quitter's gonna do. You'll be the future that our kids look to. And well, I know the times get rough from you. You fear you wanna give up, but I cross my heart to God and hope to die. Let me be the wings you need to fly. Yes, no. Behind your back, cause we ain't hearing nothing to say. Yeah, we'll share. Float on. Right past the warning beast, straight to the golden beast. We ain't got no time to be wasted. We'll share. 16 already been in love, yeah. You cut class cause you found you a thug, yeah. You take your body cause he bought you a chain. But make believe and real, they ain't the same, yeah. Well, I know you wanna stand out and everyone in school, that's all they talk about. But having babies before you reach a prime, no need to rush, you take your time, man. Float on. I pass the ones that hate on you the most. Girl, don't even pay them attention. Float on. They're wasting time, just leave them behind. Your future is right here waiting, girl. Don't let your environment steal your potential. Call it present. Don't let nobody misuse your body. Use your mind and I don't you try to balance it. Straight to your destiny. Girl, this is victory. FLOAT. I'm matching history. Straight to your destiny. Girl, this is victory. FLOAT.
I wouldn't do to see that it's more wrong. We don't even make love anymore. I'm out the door, can't take no more. Ain't going out like that no more. Like that no more. Girl, you lied and said you were in it, in it to win it. Then you started tripping.
Welcome back. All right. My time is almost up. But I wanted to finish my list for today. I was talking about when you become irrelevant to her, that means that the nagging stops. She doesn't question you anymore. She doesn't even bother to just do anything. That's fine. And then I want to kind of point out the differences, because I think a lot of people think that, you know, it's all the same reasons why men and women cheat. And actually, the reason men cheat is very different from how a woman cheats. Majority of the time, like 80% of the time, men would cheat just purely because the opportunity presented itself. And then they keep going because they don't get caught. Or it could be, you know, the other, you know, 20% that, you know, they're emotionally disconnected from the relationship and why they cheat. Now, for a woman, I would say about 90% of the time why a woman cheats is because it is purely emotional. There is something missing in the relationship that she has brought it to her mate's attention, and they did not correct or attempted to or come to some compromise. A woman cheats purely on emotion. So if the sex is not good, she's going to find someone that's going to give her to her good, especially a woman in her prime. We're talking 30s and 40s. You know, conversation. If you're not going to provide conversation, you always continuously ignore her. That is emotional, you know, so you have to understand those differences between just doing it because the opportunity presents itself and doing it because it's emotional. And so you have to really look at it. And, you know, people cheat, but you have to keep your jealousy in check, because if you don't know for sure that your mate is cheating, you don't want to drive yourself or them crazy or drive them to cheat. Well, they already think I'm cheating, so I might as well do it. All right. So that is my tidbit for today. I know I was doing all kinds of things. All right. So I thank everyone that had called in and listened in to the show. I also want to thank those couple of listeners that sent me some messages, and I'm going to respond to you because, well, one was a little deep, so I'm going to have to get into that a little later. But I do appreciate you all. Always catch us. Let's see, we're going to run it down. Sunday night, I start the week off Evening Chat with Dr. Buckhalter on Tuesday night. You got Nikki Outlaw on Wednesday night. You got Greg Ryan, TL. On Thursday, you got Bucking Off with Buck. And on, well, that's for our regular shows. And then and After Dark, we have on Tuesday, it's The Raw Deal. On Wednesday, it's BMO Slim. And on Saturday, it's, you know, Male Lawless, No Limit. That's how we do. All right, y'all. You have been listening to the Sunday Evening Chat right here on Lawless Radio. Take care. I'll talk to y'all next week.
tomorrow, find your heaven here.